We go to the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Nice of him to take his time again for us. The great Jonathan Vilma, former captain of the New Orleans Saints, former Pro Bowl linebacker, and he's with us now. Jonathan, good to have you again.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. I mean, this is a big week, even though Vegas says Ohio State should beat Penn State by more than 18.5 is the spread. We never imagined the spread would be this big before the season. This has been a rivalry over the years with Penn State. What do you think about that? Does that feel like it's right to you, or does it feel like Penn State will use that as great disrespect and they can hang with Ohio State for four quarters?
Well, at first, I would have said that it's disrespect to Penn State. And then you start to watch Ohio State and you realize their starters have barely played in the second half all season long, like literally all season long. And so I'm saying at some point, which they've done all season, which is why their starters haven't played in the second half, at some point in this game, they're going to rip off, you know, 14 unanswered, 20 unanswered. That's just the way they've been programmed this year, where they may have a slow start or it starts off fast and they go 28-0 before someone could blink an eye. And so I look at Penn State and I say that they are talented, not talented enough. They are going to play hard, not going to play hard enough. And, you know, they're going to make it a good game, but a close game? I don't know, man. I could see a 21-point loss. I could really see that.
So let me ask you this, John, because you were on some great teams down there at Miami where, you know, you guys were probably routinely out by halftime very, very often. Is it hard when you're, you know, a starter and you're maybe getting a series or two out of half, and you've been doing that for a number of weeks, to transition back to a situation where you may be in a close game, a four-quarter game? It's something you're really not used to.
No, you know, it was quite the opposite. I enjoyed, you know, I always looked at it, and I get the sense that, you know, Ohio State is built the same way because they haven't played down to any opponent's level all season long. And I used to enjoy the competition, right? You enjoy – that's what we go out and practice all week for, so that we can compete on Saturday. So, you know, I enjoyed if it were a closer than expected game or something like that. I wanted to compete and I wanted to play. So for Ohio State, if they find themselves only up, you know, 7 points, 14 points at halftime, I don't think that any last one of those players are going to be worried at all. I think they're going to frankly enjoy that they get to go out a second half and really showcase who they are, flex their muscle, show why they're the number two, arguably number one team in the country. I think they're the best team in the country anyway, regardless of who LSU has played so far. So I'd love for them. I think that they're going to be A-okay with playing a whole game if they have to.
The impact of Chase Young coming back in this game significant for you?
Oh, hell yes. I'm glad you said that. He's the reason why Ohio State's the number one team in the country. I mean, there is no player that LSU has, there's no player that Clemson has, there's no player that Georgia has that even comes close to what Chase Young can do and how Chase Young can change a game on the defensive side of football. I mean, when you watch the Wisconsin game, I was actually happy that Chase Young beat up Wisconsin so badly because they disrespected him as a great player by not double teaming him, by not trying to chop him and throw the ball early. You know, they just kind of let him be as if he wasn't going to affect the game. So when you see a defense and a player that you can literally just line up four-man rush, drop seven, cover two men, whatever you want to do all day, and you still get four sacks, you know, 30 yards rushing for the opposing offense, and that is special right there. So he is a big difference maker.
Jonathan Vilma with us, former Saints defensive captain, Super Bowl champ, and a Pro Bowl linebacker. Let me ask you this about LSU, because it seems like the collision course that college football would love to see, and we'd love to see it here in Columbus, is Ohio State against LSU for the all the marbles. They allowed more than 400 yards rushing against Ole Miss and 614 total yards. It's the most given up by an LSU defense in almost 20 years. Is this a real concern for you with them? Can they win the title without it, without this defense?
It's been a real concern for me all season long. all season long, and Bobby and I even talked about it before on Fridays, where I said some of their best players, they make business decisions. And what does business decisions mean? It means that they're soft and they're waiting to get ready to go to the NFL, and they're looking real pretty, but are they physical? Are they tough? Not a chance. And I've seen that all season long. Yes, they stepped up versus Alabama, but at the same time, they still gave up 500 yards, over 500 yards against Alabama. So the defense is definitely an issue, and that's why I still have Ohio State as the best team in the country, even though they're ranked number two.
Would it change your mind on them? Like, if they got into a title game, like, all of a sudden, then the business part of it, there may be still something inside of them that says this is a national. No?
No, 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 no. All right. It does not work that way. And Bobby knows that you can't just turn it on and turn it off whenever you want to. Either you're on or you're off. It's one or the other. So if all season long you've been coasting because you want to make sure that you're healthy and you want to go to the NFL and look good, et cetera, that's fine. But there is no way in hell you're going to tell me now that the championship's here and J.K. Dobbins is running it down your throat and Justin Fields' big ass is running it all over the place that all of a sudden you're now you've turned it on and you're ready to play and tackle and hit people. It does not work that way.
They got to get Marcus Spears or Patrick Peterson and then in that locker room somehow and toughen them up.
Listen, that is, a real, real concern, and it's been masked by how awesome Joe Burrow's been playing in that offense, but that is a real problem right now.
We're on with Jonathan Vilma, ESPN college football analyst, national champion, Super Bowl champion here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, and we've got LSU and Ohio State at the top. Clemson's sitting there at four. In your mind, who do you think the fourth best team in college football is right now, John?
Fourth best team would be a tie between Oregon and Georgia. Georgia looks good. Frankly, they play the same style of football. Their both offensive lines were top two in preseason coming into the season. Running game is good. DeAndre Swift is a special running back. Quarterback play is good. And then they both play good defense. So, you know, whichever one has a more significant win in the end will be in the playoff. If it's Georgia in the SEC championship game or Oregon in the Pac-12 title game.
Jonathan Vilma, awesome for you to spend some time with us, bud. Continued great work, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Awesome, guys. Thanks, Matt.